Bronze Ladle Studios. Here's in Shane and the Membrane.
Hello and welcome to the In Shane and the Membrane podcast. I'm your host, Shane Thompson. You made me mess up my own name. Shane Thompson. And with me, as always, is the new star of the podcast, Ken H. Do you feel more important? Do you feel like you've taken over as the talent of the show because of the previous episode?
Hold on.
How much caffeine have you had this morning?
Not bad.
How much of this episode are we going to spend doing this?
That was kind of fun.
For you?
I've had...
For you it was.
I mean, I'll let
not
you
for
be
me.
The... Look at this cup. How much is missing?
Not much.
I've had one sip. And it's not even coffee.
You're naturally caffeinated.
It's hot tea.
Your body just produces caffeine.
Do you know, my wife has claimed...
Think about that.
My wife, who knows
yes.
me...
Jenny, shout out.
So this is the order of who knows me best.
Okay.
God.
Me?
No, God. God's
then,
one.
Then me.
No, then my dermatologist. Then my wife.
And then me? Oh, wow.
And
I thought maybe your proctologist would know you better.
No, I think the dermatologist knows me better. He's looked at everything.
If he's looked at everything, you may need to find a new dermatologist.
I'm joking.
Because
he's a great.
He's going a little too far. You know what I'm saying?
I really,
you understand?
You know my history of skin problems.
Like, and, bro, you don't need to look at the skin from the inside. You know what I'm saying?
So, she says I may, growing up, especially she knew me when I was younger.
Okay.
I may have ADHD.
What? No.
So, I was country when country wasn't cool, right?
Yes.
But do you know that, one of the things with ADHD, you can hyper-focus, because I have hyper-focus, too. Like,
okay.
Like 24 hours of studying intently.
Okay.
And not moving.
Okay.
And so, because I always use that as argument, but the more I know about it, that's part of it.
Yeah, of course you have ADHD. That's why we're friends, because you entertain me with your ADHD.
So
friends without ADHD are like boring. So I'm like, I try to find all my friends have ADHD because they do the craziest things. I'm 50 now. You're almost 51, buddy, coming up. And I've gotten to the point where I kind of know what everyone's going to say for the most part. So when someone says something that I'm not expecting, that's when I'm entertained. And you constantly do that because I have no idea what you're going to say.
You remember I said that last episode that like it's like hitting the jackpot when you find something that
yeah.
gets Jeff going?
I just listened to it. Cherry. I just
yeah.
finished listening.
Ding, 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 ding,
great
ding.
Episode. So Ken's the new talent on the show. So I guess it's the...
I mean,
we're going to have to come up with a new name.
We already knew that.
I didn't know that, but I was being facetious, but it's cool. I'm okay.
So
I'm okay.
Talent, it's me, Scott J, then you.
All right, I'll take it.
I would too.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
To your top three.
I don't have a big ego. I don't. Like, it's all about me, but I don't have a big ego.
Well, we'll let you take this episode.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
For the most part.
Okay. Well, listen, this is going to be one of those episodes where... I don't know why we did that. Where the meat of it... It's probably meaningless. Like, so you may want to just go ahead and skip. But in the end, it's going to be one of those where if you stick with it, and when I say when you stick with it, I mean if you just skip to the end, because that's what people do these days, right? Because you don't...
You want me to stick
you can fast forward.
Stick to the meat?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't... You know what I'm saying. Look, there's going to be a surprise at the end that's worth it. Now, if you fast forward, you may fast forward too far and you'll ruin it.
Yeah, I'm on to you now. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good. I'm not going to say any more than that, but it's going to be great. I'm excited. I'm feeling air here just for the ending is what I'm doing.
Kind of like the movie I went and saw last night. I stayed a little extra.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because an Oompa Loompa came on the screen and said, stay.
Oh.
Said, don't leave.
Was there a reward? Was there something special?
Yes. Yeah.
So you went to see the new Willy Wonka. It's called Wonka?
It's called Wonka, yeah. I went and saw it last night with my son.
Okay. And you did not like it.
I gave it 2.5 out of 5.
It was
entertaining. I didn't walk out.
I think anything less than 60% is like a Rotten Tomato.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. So that would be a Rotten Tomato.
Yeah, I think the lead character was miscast, and the second lead was secondary character was miss.
You said you didn't even watch
cast.
The Johnny Depp version.
No, I've seen bits and pieces because it's on TV.
Okay.
I've seen like little clips.
It's good. I liked it, but I like the original the best still. The original is just classic.
So
I don't know. It's
so
magical.
Johnny Depp, he took a turn with Pirates of the Caribbean, and I like Pirates of the Caribbean, most of them, but it's like he took mushrooms during that movie because, you know, he retrained his brain and he never came out of that character.
He's gotten too deep into character now.
Yeah.
And he can't come out of it.
Yes.
I think we talked about it on one of the episodes, but you see that movie, Jim Carrey, where he is
Andy Kaufman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a
Man
documentary
the
about it.
Yeah.
That's real. Like, there are actors who get too deep into character, and it's difficult
right.
for them to come out of. And Johnny Depp is one of those where he's just
become
a character.
The dude who played Lincoln was famous for that.
Yes.
He's a serious actor, though.
He's a good actor. I forgot his name.
That Man in the Moon thing.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis. The Man in the Moon one is it's a little creepy. It's uncomfortable. I think he's got some psychological issues that cross over when he's doing stuff like that.
Probably.
But Johnny Depp, you know, have you seen I think there's two versions of it. He does a perfume commercial and he's standing in the desert.
I think it's cologne.
He's standing, it's Aide de Toilette.
I've seen it.
So he's standing in the desert with wolves and an electric guitar.
Stop.
And
stop.
He's like, hold on. Sauvage. I mean, he's doing Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Why? You're not a pirate, buddy.
He's just an actor. The directors are the ones telling him, here's what we're going to do. And we're going to throw
Yeah, they're paying
all
him to do
cologne
it.
And perfume commercials are stupid. They're all stupid.
Yeah.
But apparently they work because they keep putting them out.
Yeah. Well, I went and bought some. I'm not saying that.
You did not.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
And then.
When's the last time you wore cologne?
Hold on. I was telling you. Mr. Depp. This is the trial of him and Amber Heard. Mr. Depp. Yes. Is it true that your wife at the time, Amber Heard, took a crap in your bed? Yes, I looked at the turd and I thought it was dog at first, but our dog weighs 13 pounds and this turd weighed 13 pounds. So I'm saying, sauvage. Little sauvage on the bed sheet. It took the odor right out.
ABC, always be closing.
So... I'm like, what?
Even
he's my, that's
even
that was in court. That was in court.
You said that I could be the star of this episode,
yeah.
And you're already taking control.
And it's what, 6 in the morning? It's in the morning time, pretty early.
It's not 6.
For early. It's early.
I don't remember the last
it's
time I was awake.
It is early though, right?
It's
early.
Somewhat debatable. All right, listen. I in the last episode, which was great, I admit it, I enjoyed it considerably, mm-hmm. Laughed several times. I alluded to I was going to Nashville to my uncle's funeral. I was going to talk to my cousin and all that.
Mm-hmm.
More about that later. But I wanted to share some things from that trip, if I may.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's what I want to talk about.
So this is your mom's brother.
Yes. Each of my parents only had one sibling. And
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
both
that.
Both of them a brother.
Okay.
So I didn't, I didn't have any natural aunts, I guess if you want to say it that way, right? I didn't.
Biological aunts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Blood related.
Yeah. And I only had two uncles, and he was one of them. The other uncle died a few years ago, and then this one just died. He was 86.
I think
so,
your other one died a lot longer than a few years ago. It's been a long time, man.
I don't
man.
Know, man. 10? I don't know.
Oh, no, it's been way more than
you
that.
You think so?
I think it's been 20.
It's not been 20. You're wrong about that.
Who can you text right now?
12.
Who would know?
I don't know, and I don't care. We're moving on. So I flew to Nashville to attend the funeral. And I have some observations from that. You know me. I'm always observing.
Always be closing.
Observing. I have my eyes open most of the time.
A-B-O. Always be observing.
Exactly. So first takeaway, first observation. Nothing makes me feel more like a big boy than flying by myself.
Oh, nice.
You know it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I mean, because we still all have kind of this child in us of where we want to feel like a big boy or big girl. Not physically,
but,
you know,
mentally. I look
like I
physically ate a child.
Or you're with child.
Nice.
I retract that. You're not, you know, well, maybe like 4 months. Not like 8, okay? I'll give you that.
Hey, come back to that later. I got a funny story for
you. Got it. So, I seriously, when I'm by myself flying, I got to do everything myself. And I've flown by myself several times. So
sure.
I know the drill. But I just know what's going on. I'm not timid in any way. I'm like, I know how this works. I'm just going to do this and do this and do this. And I'm comfortable with it. And I get it done. And I feel like a big boy. It's great because no one's holding my hand. I just get it done.
I'm a big kid now.
Second observation.
Okay.
Number two. I haven't flown in probably at least a year. And on average, I might fly like once a year on average anymore. I used to fly for work. I don't do that anymore. And I'm so disappointed in the progress that we've made with humanity. Okay? Because I'll tell you why. I feel like we talked about it in the last episode when you talked about getting Jeff going about the electric cars, and I said self-parking, self-driving cars.
Right.
We have cars that will come pick us up, okay? Without anybody at the wheel, they'll come pick us up and they'll drive us places. All right, we have that today. Yet, at the airport, I got to take my shoes off still and put them in the X-ray machine.
Sure.
What is going on? What is going on? And I told the lady, I'm like, I really, we're still here. And she's like, yeah. And I feel like there was one time, like 50 years ago, where a guy had like a bomb in his shoe or something. And he was trying to, you don't remember that? He tried to light a bomb in his shoe off and it didn't work. And therefore I got to take my shoes off every single time. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think those of us who are old enough who flew before 2001,
yes,
it changed. Yeah, yeah, it went way backwards after that.
No, no,
for sure.
I know, man. Do you remember the days that you didn't even have to have a ticket or boarding pass to go down to the gate?
You would go wait for people to arrive at that gate.
It was great. It was great. So that's observation number two. I'm very disappointed in Art. Top scientists, whatever you're working on, stop. And we need to put all focus and all effort into making sure I don't have to take my shoes off at the airport. I just want to be able – I walk through this scanning machine and I hold my hands up, right, like I'm being robbed. And that machine can't scan my shoes?
Yeah, I'm with you on that with technology that you should be able to do that. I think it's the same in the grocery store. You should be able to put anything in your basket and then just wheel through a scanner and it records
100%.
It all. I said that 30 years ago.
Sam's has the Scan and Go where you can do that with your phone. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so you can scan stuff with your phone and you don't have to go through a cashier. Now, you still have to stand in their stupid long line so the 95-year-old can look through your list of 300
items. Yeah, they
do that
at Costco, too.
It's the dumbest thing ever. Is that really stopping anyone? Is it stopping anyone?
Well, they're not checking my pockets. I mean, you're the expert on theft, so
That's fair.
You tell us, if you were in line at Sam's and Costco, how would you get out with an item?
Wait until they're distracted.
I mean,
just
they're
walk around
they're
them.
Checking. They're essentially checking the people that paid.
They're not gonna run and first of all, they're 95, so they're not gonna be able to run very fast.
They're not checking your person.
I know, but if I'm carrying a big tote, I can't put a big tote in my pocket.
No, you'd have to steal smaller items, but you could definitely do it.
You distract them somehow, or you tell them, or you ask. You know, there's ways of doing it. It's easy. It's trust me. It's easy.
Me outside.
I've done it so many times now. I'm a pro. All right, that was observation number two. Look at the time. We're going to try to keep this short.
That was number two. What was number one?
Number one was I feel like a big boy.
Okay.
The most when I'm flying by myself.
Is that really an observation?
Yeah.
Or is that an internal emotion?
I don't know, man. Thoughts, okay. Whatever. Stop. Number three. Ready?
Number three.
So I flew to Dallas because... you got to fly somewhere from here to get to anywhere.
I can't do that with my...
What are you doing?
So this is how we do three in America.
Yes.
This is Germany.
No.
Is it that?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Inglorious Bastards.
That's exactly right.
But I can't do American three with my left hand.
I think that three is better than our three. I'm going to start doing that for three.
Do you know why I can't do it on this side?
Because of the bike accident?
Boo Bear. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor Boo Bear.
Bomp, bomp. All right. I finish?
Yeah.
So I love our airport, the Will Rogers Airport. I love it.
It's nice.
Because number one, it's never very crowded. I've never waited more than like 10 minutes to get through security. And they redid it, the security. It's at the extreme end.
Yeah.
And it's nice. I like it a lot. And you go through there pretty fast. And there's only like one. There's no concourses. There's no concourse. Because it's just one line, one long line of gates.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty easy to find, you know your gate, and you don't have to go ride some bus or tram or train or whatever to the next concourse or whatever. It's pretty great. And other people I talked to, they talked the same thing. They're like, oh, I love the Oklahoma City Airport. And I'm like, yeah, it is great. Here's the downside. There's zero direct flights. I don't know. Even when you get on a plane going somewhere, it's not like if I wanted to fly to Dallas, even though most of the time I'm connecting through Dallas. If I wanted to fly to Dallas as my end destination, they'd make me fly to Denver first and then to Dallas.
You're exaggerating.
I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh.
But if I want to fly to Denver, I got to fly to Dallas and then to Denver.
No,
you don't.
See
how that works?
No. We have direct flights to Denver.
We
have direct flights to Orlando, and we have direct flights to Cancun. I mean, those are the last. And
direct to Cancun?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and... I'm trying to think.
At what
LA,
point we had like
LA
22,
maybe?
We had like 22, and then it went down, and I don't know what it is. But listen, we both lived in the Houston area,
yes.
And you know as I do, in Houston, it's direct to anywhere you want to go.
Sure.
Direct to Tulsa.
It's one of the largest airports in the world.
It's a big boy.
George Bush.
It's a big boy.
Intercontinental.
So, I got to fly to Dallas. To fly to Nashville, and on the way back, I had to fly to Charlotte. So I had to fly away.
To a small town. Smaller.
Charlotte's not that small. Their airport's pretty big, actually, because it's a hub for American, I think. And I had to fly the opposite way to then fly. I don't understand
that
doesn't
make any
sense. I don't understand it. Doesn't matter. I flew to Dallas, and if you've been to DFW, it's a big airport. And they got a bunch of concourses, like 35. And they got your little train that gets you to them. So I go, I know the drill, and I'm on the wrong concourse, of course. It's fine. And so I get on the little train thing that got going there.
How much time do you have to do this?
About 45 minutes.
Oh, that's not
it's
a
fine.
Lot.
No,
that's
no.
not a lot in airport
no,
time.
Listen, it's not bad because that little train to tram, it's like every 2 minutes, man. There's one
sure.
all the time. They got their act together. And don't play. Get on there, the doors are shutting, and then we're going. You know, you better hold on because we're going. So I get on it, and a bunch of people get on as well, and there's this little girl. She's probably 4 or 5 at the most, okay? And it's pretty clear she's never ridden one of these before, so this whole experience is very foreign to her, you know? And she's just clutching tight to her mom. And her mom is maybe 95 pounds soaking wet, you know? And I'm kind of thinking to myself, like, because somewhere along the line, this little girl's going to become this mom, right? Where she's confident, she's going to go on this, and she's looking at her mom, and I'm like, you know, if there's a fight breaks out, your mom is not going to be, you know, much help in this fight. But you're clutching to her because you trust her, right? You don't know anything about this crazy tram or all these strangers, but you know you trust your mom with your life. And truth be told, your mom will probably give her life for you, so mm-hmm. she's going down.
You're creating a whole story here. I like it. Keep going.
Well, it just kind of, because I know that this little girl is going to turn into her mom someday.
Okay.
You know, that somewhere along the line, she's going to change and going to gain that confidence and knowledge. Like, the more times she rides that, the more confident that she is. And then when you become a mom, I think you have to flip that switch too of like, I have to be courageous for my daughter or my son or whatever the case is, you know. And it was kind of cute and kind of just like, one day that's going to change and you're going to flip. But right now, you don't know anything, and this whole thing is scary. And mm-hmm. I get it, because that thing, you got to get on and hold on, because it goes pretty fast and it can be intimidating. I get that. And it was just kind of cute to think through that.
That was it. There was nothing.
No.
Russians didn't break into the train and hold people hostage, and the mom had to.
No. No, oh, well, there was a guy right before that, and he looked to me like he was probably like 30, 35, somewhere in there, early 30s. And we're just walking through together, and I don't know why he just picked me, you know, and he's like, hey, if you're like connecting flights, like, do you have to go get your bag and then your bag? And I was like, no, man. I was like, that's the beauty of it. It follows you.
That's obviously somebody that hadn't flown.
Yeah. I was like, he's pretty old for not having flown. So I was like, no, man, that's the magic. And I'm like, hopefully, you know, fingers crossed. It doesn't always happen, mm-hmm. unfortunately. But most of the time, yeah, you don't go mess with it. It just knows to get on the next flight with you.
I don't remember flying until I was in college.
Although then I started thinking about it, and we were on the tram together and everything. We got mm-hmm. out and we were just kind of walking together. And I said, you're not flying internationally, are you? International is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you fly domestically at first.
Yeah.
And then you're flying internationally. Sometimes you do have to go get your bag, your check bag out, because then you got to go through customs and all that crap.
Yep.
Typically not when you're coming in, but depending on the country and there's different rules. And like, if you're connecting through another country just midway, a lot of times, you got to go get your bag mm-hmm. out. You got to go back through customs. You got to do all that crap. So I'm like, are you flying internationally? He's like, no, I'm not. I said, okay, cool. Because international is different rules.
Sure.
And you might. And he said that he was going to be flying internationally in the near future. And I'm like, you'll see.
He's 100. He'd never flown before, and now he's gone everywhere.
I know. That's what I thought. I'm like, wow, your first like real domestic, you know, connecting flight, and now you're going to fly internationally.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Interesting.
All right. Observation number four. You got four? Yeah.
Usually,
look at the time. Usually, I got to fill a little more
usually
time.
People stop with three, but keep going.
Oh, I got a million. Okay. So the funeral itself.
Mm-hmm.
The funeral song. I'm pretty psyched. I'm psyched out of my mind. What's that from? I got a few ideas in here. I'm psyched out of my mind about Elf. When the little person, he's talking about the different ideas because he's doing pitches for the next children's book.
I don't remember that.
He's like, I'm psyched out of my mind.
I don't remember that line.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Does Santa know you're away from the North Pole?
Fantastic.
Oh, you're real funny. Great scene.
Say it again.
Great scene.
I haven't watched it yet this year.
I should. It's a great movie. Great show.
So
we talked about our top, and it was both in our top Christmas countdown. Mm-hmm. Go listen to that episode if you want to catch it.
I vaguely remember that. See, we're getting to a point now where I wouldn't doubt if we start repeating things.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, 100%. I don't think we have today.
Yeah, but how many of our listeners have listened like to all of the episodes? So that's the beauty of it. We can just say stuff and they're like, oh, I don't know. It's the first time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. We got a top 10.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So I'll do that. This is my final one. Number four. How do other countries? Would someone do four like that?
That'd I don't know. Dumb.
You got to do four like that, I would think. So I go to the funeral. It's great. And funerals are just impromptu family reunions, you know, for the most part, right? 'Cause you
yeah.
You see, because you got a lot of family coming, and you haven't seen them in a long time because you don't have a reason to see them. And I did. I saw a lot of the Johnson side of the family. That's so my mom's brother was Thomas Johnson, and then his whole entire side of the family is the Johnson side. And I don't see them anymore. I just don't, because our paths don't cross. And but they're great people. I love them. And it was really good seeing so many of them. But I wanted to really spend time with them. And you just can't, you know, because there's a million people.
Boy, it was their, that immediate family had lost.
Yeah, so
that
Jeffrey
really,
and Talmadge, which are my first cousins, Jeffrey and Michael, which are my first cousins, it was their father.
Yes.
And then their children, it's their grandfather. So, yeah, it's their show. Yeah,
You're one step back. You got off track now. Keep going.
So, it's not my show. I'm not the star of the show. I'm used to being the star. It's the Shane show, although the last episode was the Ken show. And I understand that. I understand that I'm an extra.
So you got extra'd on your own show, and then you got extra'd in your family.
I did.
Okay.
So here's why. Would you say I'm a sociable person?
Yes.
I will grant you that. But Chad, he's the oldest grandson, and Chad and I spent a lot of time together when they lived here in Oklahoma City, and we got pretty close. I'm a big fan.
I don't remember.
Big fan of Brian too. This was back in college. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And Chad got up to speak, and they said that my uncle, Tao, that he was very shy as a child, but he broke out of it, clearly, because then he was a preacher, and he spoke in front of thousands of people many times, on many occasions. He was general superintendent. He was like the NYI president. You know, he was big time. Mm-hmm. And so he spoke to big time crowds. So he got over that fear of crowds, of social interactions like that. Chad said he was very much, and Chad was. He was a pretty, I remember him as a boy, because when I was in college, we're 10 years apart. I'm 10 years older
than
him.
So did you have to babysit?
No, I never, I don't think I ever babysat. I could have, but I didn't. But Chad, yeah, he was.
Did they ever hire them to babysit you, even though they were 10 years younger?
Oh, no, they wouldn't have hired me.
Like a 7-year-old watching a 17-year-old.
They would have said, you can come over. We still have to hire a babysitter.
Do you know, that would be a good movie plot. I'm thinking Will Ferrell.
Okay.
An adult child.
Keep going.
An adult child. So the child, they hire the child to babysit.
Okay. To babysit
Could be
an
like
adult.
Step Brothers 2, and we work that storyline into the movie. All right.
I like it.
Okay.
We'll flesh that out a little more later. Okay. So, I'm going to get to my point, because I'm running out of time. I understand. I'm an extra, okay? And Chad talks about, he got up, he spoke. Like, a lot of people spoke. All the grandkids spoke. And he said he was shy, but he broke out of it. Talmadge was shy. He broke out of it. I was pretty shy, too. I'm right there with him, and I kind of broke out of it as well. However, let me tell you where I'm really actually uncomfortable, and I don't like it, is when I'm in a large group of people. Like, I don't go to parties where I don't know a lot of people.
Sure.
And here's why. You can argue all day long. You know the five love languages?
Yeah.
I don't remember them,
but I've heard of it. Yes.
You can argue all day, and I've heard a lot of people say that's a bunch of hooey. There's some people that totally buy into it, and they'll tell you what their love language is.
I could do Johnny Depp doing the five love languages.
I'd like to hear that. I think it's going to flop, but go ahead, because I really want to hear it. I want to hear you try.
The first love language is wolves. Number two is sauvage. Number three is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Number four is fake English accents.
Okay.
And number five is poop in the bed.
No, I was hoping you'd come back with Sauvage. Number five is
Sauvage.
Hey, that's pretty good. Hey, if you're a rep for Sauvage, we're open to advertising. Mm-hmm. We've said it a lot.
We're a lot cheaper than Johnny Depp.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what you pay him, but pennies on the dollar, baby. Pennies on the dollar. So, In situations where it's a lot of people that I don't know and you're just mingling, I'm not good at mingling. Ken's cracking himself up. I'm not good at mingling. Did you think of something that you're embarrassed to say? Now you got to say it.
I'm literally thinking, the ability for you to even remotely stay on track, because I'm interrupting you so bad.
I know. I'm still on track though.
You're trying your best. Little buddy's trying his best.
Look, you don't understand. At this point in our lives and our friendship, I'm able to just cut you off.
This is a great. Like, I'm keeping you young. I'm keeping you mentally agile.
Okay, I appreciate that.
So
I do,
because I'm pushing your limits.
You told me how much time, and look at the time. I know. So here's.
Oh, when I'm talking, every time I'm talking, you're punching the time.
That's what you sound like. In my head, that's what you sound like. You understand?
Every time I'm talking, you point at the camera and then point at the timer. Savage.
I don't think anyone else is going to find that funny, but you make me laugh, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your... Don't ever take Ritalin.
No.
Ritalin's what you're supposed to take if you have ADHD, right?
I mean, at 50, I don't know if that would work the same.
Here's what I think we should do. We both get Ritalin, okay, and we both take it for an episode, and we see how that affects, because it's supposed to, if you have ADHD, it's supposed to calm you down, right? And if I don't, it's supposed to jack me up, right?
I'm not going to do that.
Can you get some, like,
but somebody,
like through
somebody,
the mail or something? Let's go down to Mexico.
Somebody who we'll will remain Ritalin. Anonymous, and I'm not going to say who it is, even if you waterboarded me.
Okay.
So don't even ask.
You would.
They said we needed to do an episode where you eat an edible.
I'm on board.
You'd have to go.
I'm on board.
We would do it legally.
Legally. I would have to get my medical card.
Yes. I'm not going
to. I'm on board.
Okay.
We'll work on it. All right. So, in situations where there's a lot of people I don't know and you're supposed to mingle, do you know what my love language is? I kind of have. You know.
I mean, okay, so you've gone back to being real, like the actual one of the five?
Yes.
I mean, I only remember one. Is it like hospitality's one?
No.
Agape is one.
Look.
That's unconditional.
Gifts.
Okay.
Quality time.
Okay.
Words of affirmation.
Okay.
I forget the other two.
You're number three so far.
What's that?
Words of affirmation.
That's especially recently. You're right. You're right in that you...
Half the episodes have been about that. Honestly, a lot of people don't know it, but I participate in... This is your psychotherapy.
Okay.
And words of affirmation is what gets you going over the past 2 years.
No. Yes, words of affirmation is my secondary. What's my primary?
I don't know. Keep going. Give me another choice.
I already told you the three. Quality time.
You say that, but so I know you, and looking from the outside, I don't think that's your number one. You may think it's your number one, but it's not.
That's fine, because once again, you know me better than I know
Affirmations,
myself.
You're number one.
And I'm like way down on your list of people that know you, but you're number one on my list because you know me even better than me.
I'll go with that.
Of course you will. Well, I'm telling you, quality time. Now here's where it is a problem. In situations like parties or situations like that, like a reception, specifically a reception after the funeral, where there's a lot of people and we're mingling and there's a lot of people to talk to and there's a lot of people that they want to talk to, that type of thing. But you don't have time for long conversations.
Okay.
I figured this out. When I'm talking to someone, I want to feel like I'm the most important person at that time in their life. No, hear me out. When I'm talking to someone, they are, to me, they're the most important person in my life at that very moment, meaning that I will shut everything out. I'll get calls or whatever, and I'm like, no, I'm talking to you, and I want to give you my full attention because right now, at this moment in time, we are sharing our lives together, and I don't care who we are to each other, but at this moment in time, we're all that matters, and I want to make you feel like you're the most important person this minute.
You're probably not getting that back.
No, but
to that extent.
But hear me out. Just listen to me for a second. So, I think about whenever I'm talking to all my good friends, and there's the top tier of friends, and you're in it. Congrats.
Oh, thanks.
When I'm talking to them on the phone or in person or whatever the case is, I know, I feel like at least that they would rather talk to me than do anything else. And that makes me feel important. It makes me feel loved, frankly. Okay?
Okay.
Is that fair? Do you understand?
Affirmation.
Yeah. Well, It's not. It's quality time. It's to say that I'm important to that person, important enough to know that what I say matters. They're not trying to get off the phone. They're not trying to get out of the conversation. When you're in a situation where there's a lot of people to talk to and a lot of people you haven't talked to in a long time, you can't necessarily do that. So inevitably, I start a conversation with someone. And they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta go talk to my wife or this other person or whatever."
Shouldn't you know that?
And I take a little hit. I honestly do.
But you should know that going into that situation.
I know, Ken, but that doesn't change the fact that it reaffirms that I'm not the most important person at that point in time.
Well, you know you're not,
Ken. I know I'm not, but I like to feel that way.
We need to get somebody on the show.
I like to feel that way. Listen, so. It just hurts. It's kind of like you're talking to them, and then oh, I'm sorry, I got to go talk to someone else that's more important to you. They don't say that, but it makes me feel that way, and it just I take a little hit, and that's why I don't like doing it. I would much rather just pick one person out and talk to them for 30 minutes, and to feel like it's a genuine conversation where we're both invested in the conversation versus 50 short conversations where I know none of us are really invested in the conversation because I feel like I'm just not important and it hurts a little. So I protect myself by not putting myself out there. So what I do is I just sit back and I hang with someone who's important to me that I know is similar to me, like my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Or not my mom, because she's a socialite. She doesn't care. She's just going to go out and talk to everybody. But Angel will sit back with me and we're like, hey, we'll just hang out together.
Karen's like, this is my son, Shane.
Wow. Wow.
That's pretty good.
Wow. And I'm so hungry. I didn't eat breakfast this morning, and now I'm like getting lightheaded because when I don't eat breakfast and I drink coffee with a bunch of sugar in it, it's not good.
Hey, we do stuff live. That's the point.
Yeah.
We're live and in person.
I know. I told you, this is reality TV / podcast, and it is. It's real. It's none. We ain't making stuff up. Okay, I understand, Ken. Golly, this guy is the harshest. All right, listen. I hope your watch has a bunch of numbers on it. Your cheapo version 3 Apple Watch, not a 6.
No.
Or 10 or 25. All right, listen, I hope you enjoyed it. Merry Christmas, I guess. This is airing after Christmas, clearly, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Merry late Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever.
Merry New Year!
You know what's funny is, last takeaway, around this time of year, so many, you know, to strangers, everybody...
Merry New Year!
Everybody loves to say, like, Merry Christmas or Have a Great Christmas or whatever.
Sure.
Why can't we do that during the rest of the year? Like, why can't people say, hey, hope you have a great, happy Labor Day. Hey, happy Flag Day.
Merry Groundhog Day.
Hope you guys have a great Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
I think we should
do
that.
Normally.
So whatever the next holiday is, just wish people a happy next holiday. I hope you have a great whatever, Flag Day.
Let's make a rule.
Happy Veterans Day.
No, just say Merry.
Hey, I hope you have a Merry. Hey, Merry Veterans Day. And
I
they're
like it.
Is today Veterans Day? No, but it's coming up.
So we'll start doing that.
It's coming up. Just like Christmas is coming up.
So you're saying let's start weeks ahead of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it.
Whatever the next one is, instead people saying hello or goodbye or whatever, you just say, hey, hope Merry Veterans Day.
What's the first holiday after New Year?
I think it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, isn't it? Or it might be President's Day.
Yeah, so Merry MLK Day.
So right after, now after Christmas, we start with
Merry President's
Merry
Day.
Merry New Year's Day. Help Merry New Year's Day, too.
Okay, let's do it.
And then we switch to, Merry President's
you
Day.
You had me at Merry.
All right, good. Jeff's mom, shut up. All right, hope you enjoyed it. And 2024, it's going to be great. We're going to go back to weekly. Ken doesn't know that yet, but we are.
Did you notice I'm wearing Oklahoma State and OU at the same time? Even though this is not technically Oklahoma State, but it kind of basically is.
That's true. I love the shirt. I didn't notice it.
Did you see the back?
Yeah, I did. It's pretty great. Let's look at it again. That's awesome. An Eskimo Joe story. Did they pay for the rights to do that?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna
did.
Have to report.
I
them.
Paid.
Oh, I know you did. All right. Hey, looking forward to next season.
Merry New Year.
We'll do until next
Merry
time. We'll
Christmas.
Do Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And here's wishing you a
Merry Christmas. New Year. Hey, Scott, how long can we hold our fingers like this?
You said you were going to do it a long time. That wasn't very long.
Me love you long time.
I think you and Jenny have a very different definition of long time.
It is a struggle. So, what are you doing for Christmas Day? Opening up presents under the Christmas tree?
No, it's boring. My in-laws are coming over, and we're just
don't say they're boring.
Okay,
Ann's listening to this.
I'm not saying you guys are boring. We're just
that wasn't very nice, Ann. You can come to my house, and we'll have a good time.
Are you saying you'll show her a good time?
Yeah, we'll have food and snacks and probably cornhole.
Oh, is that what you're calling it these days?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. It's not balancing the checkbook. You gonna balance the checkbook?
No, we're gonna play cornhole. I'm gonna make a fire in the chimney.
Is that another euphemism? Can't anything really be a euphemism?
Pretty much.
I mean, if you use your imagination.
That's another great SNL skit. Everything you say, you have like two or three parties, and you're talking to somebody that's an outsider, and everything they say is an inside joke. I like this.
Okay.
You know, like.
You're full of ideas.
Hey, did you drive to the Jack in the Box? Oh, yeah.
I sure did. I hear you loud and clear. Hey. I sure did.
Hey, man. Did you notice there were some fresh cantaloupes at the grocery store?
Oh, you know I did. I did.
See, I like this where this is going. Honestly, I think that's a good one.
It's probably been done. I'm sure it has been done. Hey, speaking of, so I told you.
Don't say it yet. Don't even say it. In case it doesn't happen, just don't say
it. No, I want to say it so it hopefully locks him in.
He's not listening to this.
He might.
He might not.
Well, that's true, too. All right, fine. Part of me doesn't want to do it because I don't want to go big time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep us down here on the Scott J level. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think we're big time.
Dent Services.
I didn't bring mine because I don't have my XX shirt.
Oh.
This is the Valentin Imperial Maya. This is where we went to Cancun at. I like it.
Where aren't you just humble bragging?
So anyway, Scott, what are you doing for Christmas? I've got an idea.
Okay, I'll interview you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm Scott J.
Okay.
Shout out.
Scott, get in here. Get in here.
Yes, sir.
This was an easy episode. So, hey, for Christmas.
Hold on. Let me turn the radio down in my Mercedes, classic antique Mercedes. Hold on. Okay. Now I can hear you.
That's true.
Thanks for calling, Shane. Thanks.
You're welcome. I know it's always a pleasure for you.
Yes.
So,
I'm going to give you my undivided attention.
For Christmas, Ken and I knocked it out. You don't need to do anything with this episode. You don't need to look anything up.
Okay.
What are you doing for Christmas, Scott?
Oh, this is good. We're going to keep it low key this year. Very low key. We're only flying to Tahiti for a month. And I'm going to have a private chef and a private chauffeur.
You flying coach?
No, first class private jet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, private jet. Even.
And I got a chauffeur, not just a regular chauffeur.
Okay.
It's a chauffeur for my boat.
Oh.
Because we're going to Tahiti. Did I tell you that?
You did. I caught that part.
So, anyway, that's it.
You're probably going to be spending it with, I don't know.
I'm going to be spending
the
money.
The Pope or something?
No, he's way below my level.
The Dalai Lama?
The Dalai Lama, that's a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, I'm caddying for the Dalai Lama. Big hitter. Big hitter, the Lama.
But he stiffed me. Hey, how about a little something
for the effort? He says, oh, there'll be no money. But on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness.
So I got that going for me.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Great.
You got to go eat.
Great. I do
see
have to go.
See you, suckers.
Eat. All right.
You want to give another ending? The real one.
Okay, fine. I'm seriously lightheaded, man. I'm spinning. I got to eat breakfast. I eat breakfast every morning.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No, Jason S., what do I eat for breakfast every morning? He knows.
Cereal?
Yeah, but a specific cereal.
Ooh.
Jason S. knows me better than you.
No, it's not true, but he may know this answer.
Yeah, he does. I don't know. He loves the fact that I do that. I don't know why. I don't. Does that make me special?
I'm
the
trying
fact
to
that
think.
I eat the same thing for breakfast every morning? Am I that abnormal? I don't know.
It's got to be something with the little
what
sugar.
What do you do for breakfast?
Does that, give me a hint. Does it have some sugar in it?
Not much, actually. Not
oh,
much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Rice Krispies?
No.
Frosted Flakes?
Honey Bunches of Oats. With almonds, there's a bunch of different Honey Bunches of Oats. There's some without
that.
Almonds.
No, not okay. Every day.
What do you do for breakfast?
Usually nothing.
I think a lot of people don't eat breakfast.
I had a little yogurt drink.
And look at us. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should eat breakfast.
That's genetics 1,000%.
It is. That's true. That's true.
So you have a higher metabolism.
That's true. That's true. And I'm just more disciplined than you.
I don't know about that.
That's absolutely false.
You eat a bunch of crap all day long.
I do. That's true.
Yeah.
100%.
All right.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
You filthy animal.
Until next time.